Oh, damnation, yes, Ned Land shot back. It's superb. I'm furious that I have to admit it. No one has ever seen the like. But this sight could cost us dearly, and in all honesty, I think we're looking at things God never intended for human eyes. Ned was right. It was too beautiful. All at once, a yell from Conseil made me turn around. What is it? I asked. Master must close his eyes. Master mustn't look. With that, Conseil clapped his hands over his eyes. But what's wrong, my boy? I've been dazzled, struck blind. Involuntarily, my eyes flew to the window, but I couldn't stand the fire devouring it. I realized what had happened. The Nautilus had just started off at great speed. All the tranquil glimmers of the ice walls had then changed into blazing streaks. The sparkles from these myriad of diamonds were merging with each other. Swept along by its propeller, the Nautilus was traveling through a sheath of flashing light. Then the panels in the lounge closed. We kept our hands over our eyes, which were utterly saturated with those concentric gleams that swirl before the retina when the sunlight strikes too intensely. It took some time to calm our troubled vision. Finally, we lowered our hands. Ye gods, I never would have believed it, Conseil said. And I still don't believe it, the Canadian shot back. When we return to shore, jaded from all these wonders, Conseil added, think how we'll look down on those pitiful land masses, those puny works of man. No, the civilized world won't be good enough for us,